I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
Saturday, September 1st, marks the kickoff of three hunting seasons for migratory birds in the Badger State, the mourning dove season, and the early seasons for teal and geese. I'll share more details about these early season hunting opportunities when we return, but first...
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. It's time to get the shotguns oiled, decoys dusted off, and the shell vests filled. Hunting for blue wing and green wing teal begins on Saturday, September 1st and continues through September 9th. The 2023 statewide population estimate for blue wing teal is just over 96,000 birds. That's fewer than peak numbers from the 1970s, when there were over 200,000, but higher than numbers from a decade ago. Department of Natural Resources biologists say that Wisconsin had excellent nesting conditions going into the spring, but the brood-rearing period for waterfowl has been unusually dry this summer, and that may have had an impact on species like teal, mallards, and wood ducks. The early Canada goose season also begins September 1st and runs through September 15th. The DNR says the statewide population for geese is 1.3% lower than a year ago, but remains well above the long-term average. Mourning dove season also starts September 1st and runs through November 29th, and their numbers are stable.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.